Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Third Tuesday Go to Natchitoches show. And Natchitoches, now that's a name, isn't it? But it is a beautiful destination. It is the oldest city in the state of Louisiana. It is spelled N-A-T-C-H-I-T-O-C-H-E-S. Natchitoches, Louisiana was founded in 1714, and it is an amalgamation of all kinds of people and all kinds of history, all kinds of food, all kinds of music. Like you bring different people together, you're going to have good food and good music. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to talk about end of summer and early fall festivals. We talked last month about the 43rd annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. It's all about celebrating Louisiana's cultural gumbo. That's coming up July 22nd. So right, like this weekend, if you're listening at, you know, on our third Tuesday today, but we're going to go further. We've got a lot going on. We're going to go into September talking about Cane River Zydeco Festival and Poker Run. We're going to be talking about the car show. We're going to talk about meat pies. We all love a meat pie, and that's what Natchitoches, one of the many things that Natchitoches is famous for. So we've got three special guests. We've got Arlene Gold. Arlene is on our show every third Tuesday. So welcome back, Arlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me on the show again tonight.
Hey, it's very good to have you back. And it's Natchitoches.com. Did I spell it out correctly?
You did. N-A-T-C-H-I-T-O-C-H-E-S.
You see?
Natchitoches.
Natchitoches. So all the events we're talking about, you can go to that website and learn more, find about lodging, everything you need to know about Natchitoches is there. Arlene, that's an important thing because you've also got Natchitoches just down the El Camino de Real, no, El Camino Real de las Tejas National Historic Trail. I've got to get that straight. So that's just down the road.
In Natchitoches, Texas to Natchitoches, our Caddo region. It's about 110, 111 miles, but we call that the Caddo region. Natchitoches, Texas is the oldest city in Texas. And Natchitoches, Louisiana is the oldest in the Louisiana Purchase Territory. So
there it is. It's a good, it's a good connection.
A lot of people, when they come into our visitor center, do get Natchitoches and Natchitoches. I think they're looking at the same city. I'm like, no.
That's why I always bring it up.
Different states.
Yeah, but it's a good road trip. It's a good road trip.
Oh,
so
excellent.
It is. So I'm glad you're back on the show. As always, we always love Arlene, you know, and we got to talk a little bit about Jefferson Highway in a bit, but I want to bring our two guests on. We've got Melvin Holmes. He was on our show a couple of years back, talk about the Zydeco Festival. This is the 24th annual one is coming up, 24 years of Zydeco music all along the Cane River. It's also a poker run, and it's coming up over the Labor Day weekend. By the way, everybody, this is the most special weekend. It's my birthday weekend, so, you know. So September 1st and 2nd. So welcome back, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing fine and doing fine. But first of all, let me invite you down to Natchitoches on your birthday for our 24th annual Zydeco Festival and Poker Run. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Good music, good food.
Yeah.
Great
and
day
now,
on the river.
Now, I want the alligator t-shirt. Are you going to have alligator t-shirts?
I will have alligator t-shirts. What color would you prefer?
A little blue, but you got purple on, so I kind of like the purple. I'm all good with the purple. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Why
oh,
not?
Yes.
I'm all good. I'm good with any color, but now if someone's there on their birthday, right? And figure I was probably born on Labor Day, thanks to my mama, right? She went into labor, but and she was born on Mother's Day, so that's pretty good. So this is interesting. So if someone has their birthday, do you think anyone's going to have a sweet treat at the Zydeco Festival for them that they can enjoy?
Right.
Someone's going to have a sweet treat, maybe like cake, funnel cake.
They got chocolate covered strawberries on Front Street. They can find something sweet, but I like steak. You're sweet enough already, Lisa.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, oh, see, she's so sweet. Arlene is always good to me. Melvin, it is good to have you back on the show. I know we're going to talk about music. I see you got some good blues players. You got some good music lined up, right?
Yes. We're going to start off on Friday, Friday evening. We start around about 6 o'clock, and on Friday we have our poker run registration, and also have the Zydeco dance contest. It's going to be a real good evening. We have some good dancers. And we get a cash prize for the couple that wins the dance contest. So it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. We're going to be a lot of fun on Friday. And on Saturdays, on the first, we take off. We start off on 9:30 with poker run registrations. And poker run start at 12. Gates open at 2. First band start at 4 o'clock, which is going to be Marcus, Ardwan, and the Zydeco Legends. I mean, they're going to be playing. They're going to take the stage at 4 o'clock. They'll play from 4 to 6:30. After that, we'll have Little Nathan, and the Zydeco Big Timers. They're going to hit the stage at 7 o'clock. And in between the two bands, we have Rob Rhea, with the renowned DJ in Nagatis. He's gonna be playing Zydeco and all kinds of music. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
So this Zydeco dancing now, Arlene, I heard that there's Zydeco breakfast now happening in Natchitoches. Is that a good place to kind of like, if you're gonna go to a Zydeco breakfast to get your get some practice in for the Zydeco festival?
Absolutely. One of our local restaurants down the river, Cane River Commissary, on the second Saturday of every month, they do the Zydeco breakfast. And they always have, before they even start at 9 o'clock in the morning, they are lined up. I don't know, 50, 75, 100 people lined up. But yeah, you can go out there and get you some lessons, some Zydeco dance lessons. But they'll be doing those on Friday night too. They got some people out there at the Zydeco Festival that are all in for, having a good time. And, for those that want to learn how to Zydeco dance, I mean, it's really easy because your body just moves to the rhythm of the music. It really, really is. There's some fancy moves in Zydeco dancing, but it's good fun and it's good music.
Yes, I would like to say to all the prospective contestants that it's no entry fee to get into the dance. You just sign up and do your best dance, and if you win, you get a cash prize.
Okay, so I don't know about how I can Zydeco dance. I haven't done that yet, Melvin. So, but I can shake it. I mean, is there certain steps that we have to do?
Aline just told you. She said, just move to the music. Just move to the music. Right.
Okay, I can shake it. I can do it. I can do it. Right. Arlene, you know we love our music.
I love Zydeco music.
I'm in it. I'm in. And I think the Folk Festival, I know it's happening this weekend, but that's a good entry into like getting your Zydeco feet on if you haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah. And the best thing about that, having a festival, especially where there's music on three different stages and a lot of dancing going on, is that it's indoors in the air conditioning.
Well, by September.
I ain't gonna lie.
But September, by the time Zydeco Festival comes around, you're going to be on the lakefront, right? Isn't that right, Melvin? You're going to be on the lakefront, get some river breezes, and you're going to be good. And you can go out in the boat. Now, can people can float down the river, right? Cane River Lake.
And all of this is going to take place downtown Natchitoches on the riverbank stage.
With that big amphitheater, that new amphitheater, the musicians have got to be excited about performing there. It's classic.
I've talked to many of the musicians that perform on the stage, and they've told me that view from the stage, looking at the amphitheater and all the people, and then behind them you have Brick Street up at the top, with all the, the shops and the restaurants and all. And then the sunsets to the west, so they get to see the sunset and the beautiful skies. I tell you, it's really a moving experience for them as entertainers. They really, really enjoy it. And then, of course, behind them is the river, 25 feet, and you've got all the boats coming up and down, and it's a unique atmosphere for any event, festival. It really is a great, great venue.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when back in the days when we had our band, and we performed outdoors. It was the most freeing feeling. You're like, hey, nothing can touch you now. A little bit of wind. It's freeing. For musicians, it's awesome. It is awesome to be outdoors. But I got to bring our next guest on because I know he's eager to talk about, we're talking about music and dancing. He's got the answer to when we get hungry. Jimmy Harper's joining us to talk about the upcoming Meat Pie Festival. And you can go to meatpiefestival.com. And this is happening, I believe, September 15th and 16th. And am I right here, Jimmy? Welcome. But is it 21 years? Because now you're making me feel old. I mean, I kind of remember when you guys were first starting. So, like, how many years is this now, really?
21 years for the Meat Pie Festival. And then we do also a Cane River Ride run, a motorcycle event that's been going, it'll be the 24th year. We were the first motorcycle ride in Natchitoches.
Wow.
And we do the same, we also do the scenic Cane River, where it's going to be down, you know, the festival is on the riverbank, on beautiful Cane River, but the ride will go down, also down Cane River, down the winding roads, through the plantations, and everything nice. Like it will stop at historical points, and they'll draw their card for the poker run along the way. And then something we're known for, I didn't realize this, I got the people calling me, that we're known nationally for, is that they said it's the only event they've ever seen that we feed them halfway through the ride, and we feed them a meat pie. A meat pie dinner.
Well, so this is all part of the festival, the Meat Pie Festival, or is that a separate event?
Yeah, no, it's in conjunction. It's all together. And we, and then, like you said, the festival, well, the ride is on the 16th, that Saturday. The registration starts at 10, and then the ride starts at 12 noon. Now, the Meat Pie Festival itself opens Friday, the 15th. At 6 p.m. and we'll go to about 10 p.m. with bands and entertainment and everything like that. We'll have a free brew contest, brew tasting, where especially beers and all like that. And then all the food vendors, the cuisines, and you know everything. We'll have D.K. Harrell, renowned blues artist, perform with B.B. King and all the lights in New Orleans and everywhere. And then Saturday we will kick off. Around noon, it'll really kick off around 8 or 9. We do it in the kids area. We do a youth band thing around 8 or 9 in the morning, and it'll start off down in the kids area where the kids inflatables, mechanicals, the library will be there, face painting, popcorn. Cool. Just we'll have a good many free things. But the main stage, like you said, the beautiful amphitheater stage, is at 12 noon. We'll kick off with bands, and there'll be about 6 bands. We'll go on until 10 o'clock that night. And we've got a bunch of them not announced yet, but we've got the CCR Review coming back, Bad Moon Rising.
Nice. They're
well known and well accepted, and besides others. But then we've got just so much, and it's all free admission both days.
Oh, nice.
It costs nothing to get in and out, come and go. And then, like I said, we've got meat pies galore. We've got one lady that got 16 varieties of a meat pie.
Wow. So is this a lot of vendors with different pies, like from the region?
Right.
Because I know Lazion's, we've been there and had their pies. And I mean, you can't go to Natchitoches without a meat pie. I mean, everyone's serving them.
Right.
It's like a state dish. I mean, this is a,
right.
You know, New Orleans has its beignets, but Natchitoches has got its meat pies. But sometimes the meat pies have different fillings. You know, it's not all the same. Like you said, 16 varieties with one lady. So most of the food vendors are going to be meat pies, right?
Yes, we will probably have 6 or better meat pie vendors. And we only pretty much accept homemade pies, not store-bought, you know, and all of that. So it's the old recipes, the old Creole and different, you know, groups and all like that. They're recipes from way back when. And and so it's really appetizing, and it gives Lassion to run for their money, and with these old recipes and stuff like that, and people just love them, and you know, but and then we have the Louisiana cuisines too. We have alligator on a stick, shrimp on a stick, you know everything on a stick nowadays, and amongst other things, and then we'll have American dishes there too. We'll have a total of probably 12 to 14 different food vendors, some type of food.
I remember
drinks,
the very first time we got to Natchitoches, and We met Arlene probably that afternoon when we went to Cane River Creole National Historical Park. And we started driving that scenic byway that you're talking about, the Cane River National Heritage Area put together. And Arlene, you know, correct me anywhere here, but there's a scenic byway and you can go all through the plantations, Melrose, Oakland, and all through that area. And it's beautiful. And I remember seeing, you know, there was just this very historic bridge and going over the bridge and just around the corner, it's like someone's house and they're like, meat pie sold here. And I'm like, man, I got to go in there, you know? And so it's like, that's that to me, you don't see that in other, you know, states really that often. Like, hey, you can go to someone's house and get a meat pie. Then you can go around downtown and you can go get a drive-through daiquiri. I mean, there's some good stuff going on in Natchitoches when you can get daiquiris from a drive-through. You can go to someone's house and order a meat pie, because there's a lot of time as Nancy and I travel full time. We'll be driving through a town and go, hey, this house looks good. Let's go ask them if we could have a cup of coffee. But apparently we can just knock on someone's door and have a meat pie. But this is the, you know, Arlene, this is an important thing. You know, both events, the Zydeco, I know you got the car show also coming up at the end of these in September, but the Zydeco Festival, the poker runs, both of them having, you know, that shows off the heritage area and the byways and the history of the area. But the meat pies and everything, I think this just really tells people, you know, in these special events, because you all like to celebrate, as we know, just you guys are keeping Louisiana authenticity, but authenticity of what Natchitoches is as a very, very historical city, even though I say you're not a city. You guys are like a cool town to hang out in.
And the lady, no, that you're talking about.
I think that's why the poker runs are so popular, because that route through the Cane River National Heritage Area, it's rural, it's scenic, it's beautiful, it's just, you know, it's you know, it's Natchitoches. I mean, and that goes, it dates back to what, over 300 years now, but, you know, that's their tradition, that's their culture, they're proud of it, you know, with their food and their music and their crafts, and you know, that even goes back to the folk festival, is bringing those crafters back to show handmade, homemade, how things were done and still are. And if we don't have our future generations learn them, we don't want them to get lost. You know, like, right. how do you make a meat pie? You know, those are all homemade meat pies.
Hey, that's important. Tamales,
you know, they,
listen.
Yeah,
don't
the tamales, you know, making tamales, you know, but,
Well, and since y'all said that, that's what we're
tradition and culture. Like I said, we're proud of our community and, you know, the events that we do throughout the year to keep those traditions alive. You know,
go ahead.
Well,
Jimmy.
Like y'all said about the making, we also have booths, and we're gonna have booths that does the meat pie demos of how to make a meat pie. We're gonna have a lady does shows how to make jambalaya, how to do king cakes. We're just going to do several. We normally do the demos of how to make a meat pie, but now this year we're looking at bringing on other things. But we've got just so much. We've got arts and crafts. We'll have 40 to 50 arts and crafts booths, you know, just for people, you know. Yeah, and it's really always people are coming out just out of the woodwork, and I'm glad to see it. And also, you know, we just got something for everybody. We've got something new this year that's never been done. Except way back when, the Christmas festival years ago, back in the 60s, and I think it ended in the 70s, early 70s, was they had a water ski show. That was the highlight of that Saturday after the parade, was a water ski show. Well, we've got ULM, University of Louisiana Monroe, their national, international water ski team is going to perform on the water.
Oh, wow. How cool. Behind them is going to be an alligator from Melvin's t-shirt. It's going to jump out, and they're going to go faster than ever. So, listen, I've never seen a gator in Cane River Lake, not saying that, you know, I don't live there, but I've never seen one. And, you know, all the times we've been in Natchitoches, but I know you all have gators out in Louisiana, and we love them. We love them. I love that you're doing that, because it's, again, showing, you know, what you have in your area, and you have the you know, the poker run. And I want to go to Melvin on this, because Melvin, you guys are doing the poker run too. Is that motorcycles and cars, and if they, and do they need to play Zydeco music as they're traveling?
No, just motorcycles, just motorcycles.
And oh, motorcycles!
Play all type of music. We're gonna do the scenic route around the Cane River, the winding streets and bayous, and then we back to the hopefully we're back to the riverbank at 3 o'clock, where we have our drawing and we have cash prize for the best hand, best poker hand, and cash prize for the worst poker hand. And we give away a few trophies for the law, the biggest, the farthest traveler, oldest rider, on iron, and give away. But we're gonna have also, we're gonna have food vendors, craft vendors. We supposed to have a, which may or may not happen. We're trying to have a mechanical bull. Some of our residents, they trying to encourage us to get something that, you know, it's kind of challenging. So, you know, we're going to, you know, look at doing that. But anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun. And it starts, like I say, it kicks off at 9:30 on Saturday and goes on to 10 o'clock. And we have one of the better bands throughout from the Zydeco area, Marcus Ardwin and Little Nathan. So they're going to be performing. And we have the DJ, which is Rob Rea, which is one of the well-known DJ throughout the area.
So the Zydeco, that's something I wanted to touch on. Like, we're talking about the importance of the meat pie, but Zydeco music is always changing, you know, as it should, but to have the Zydeco Festival keeps that music alive, that traditional music alive and going. And when you see the festival, as it's been going for 24 years, do you see people come to the festival and like experience Zydeco for the first time?
Yeah, yes. We have people come from, matter of fact, 1 year we had a crew came from Germany when they were doing a tour, and they heard a Zydeco, they wanted to know what is Zydeco. So they came to Niagara and they, you know, they found out what Zydeco is, and they went back and they was excited. They was excited about it. So, you know, we've had international tourists at our festival.
And so I know Louisiana is popular around the world. I mean, I think Dr. John helped a little bit going over to Europe and stuff. You know, I don't know. What do you think, Arlene? And there's Dr. John and so many blues musicians and Zydeco musicians.
Yeah, there were many Louisiana musicians and artists. I mean, look at Louis Armstrong and way back to the band days, you know. So,
yeah, Fats Domino used to play.
And we love our food, huh?
Fats Domino, you said you had all the juke joints in your backyard. Right. Now, are any of the, you took us through some, you showed us some when we last visited, and you said, okay, some of these are going away, but it's important. That's why these festivals, I think, are so important, so that, you know, structures can go away and things, but the lifeblood of the people shouldn't.
Right.
And that's right. Why the festivals are so crucial to keep tradition alive, you know?
Yeah. When Jimmy told me that they were bringing back, or they were bringing the water skiing back to the river, I was like, oh my goodness, because I've only seen photographs from the past of Cane River downtown where they had boaters and they'd build these pyramids. I mean, all these skiers were on each other's shoulders with pyramids and doing all these tricks and stuff, you know, in the water. But I heard a funny story just today. Unfortunately, I attended a funeral for a Natchitoches legend, and they were talking about him taking some people skiing in Cane River because he loved going out on Cane River on the boat. And of course, when the movie Steel Magnolias was filmed here, he took Daryl Hannah out to go skiing in Cane River.
Oh, wow.
So, of course, she was one of the, you know, the actors in the movie, you know, with
Daryl Hannah out there in the water.
All that crew. But Daryl Hannah was out there on Cane River, you know, water skiing, as was the director's wife, Lee Rasenwald, who was Jackie Kennedy's sister. She went on skiing in King River.
Wow.
So right there downtown. Wow. So the famous people have water skied in that river, huh?
And fished. Johnny Cash, right? You were telling me Johnny Cash?
Johnny Wharton used to fish, yeah. Oh, yeah, they had that little bait company right there on Washington Street selling fish lures to go fishing on Cane River. But, and it's a peaceful, beautiful little, it's a lake now because it's dammed at both ends. But Cane River Lake, it is. It's unique.
It is. One more thing, Jimmy, about the food. You're saying you're going to have Louisiana food and everything, but I did see your flyer for the festival, and it seems you're going to have king cake. Isn't that only allowed on Mardi Gras, or are we allowed to, like, you know, stretch that out a little bit?
Well, we will have a demo of how to make them. That'll lay you straight from South Louisiana and all like that. And she's, you know, she's known for all of that, and she's gonna demo how to make king cakes and jambalaya and a few things from South Louisiana cuisines down there. Then, you know, and then we'll have people up this way demoing how to make meat pies. You know, But before we end, I don't know how much time we have left, but I wanted to get into that we also have hot air balloons. You know, we have tethered rides. You know, and they're like $10 a ride. You know, because it's vendors bringing them, and it costs money to do it. But yes, we have hot air balloons. We have two hot air balloons. It's beautiful. And to watch them light up right there across there, they'll be right across the water. So you can see them, you know, reflect into the water, you know. And then at 9:30, we'll have fireworks, you know, to wrap the night up on Saturday night.
Arlene, I think Nancy and I just, you know, need to stop traveling and move to Natchitoches. Seriously. We always talk about this. Like, if we're going to stop our travels.
Joe would be great. Y'all would love him here.
We keep going. Like, that's it. You know, if we stop traveling, which eventually we're going to have to, you know, because, you know, we're not getting younger. And we go, where are we going to stop? We got Tucson, our hometown. Well, you know, Natchitoches is just too much fun. Seriously. You got Zydeco music. You got poker runs. Now, you don't want to put me on a motorcycle. That's not a good thing, even as a passenger, because when the motorcycle stops, I fall off. It's a weird thing. What is that happens, Melvin? When, you know, what is that? When the motorcycle stops and off you go, you know, you're supposed to lean in when you go around a curve and I go the other way. That's not good.
That's not good.
No, that's why I don't ride them, but I can drive a car, but I don't think I belong in any of those races, but I love them because it's just this, I think poker runs, motorcycle poker runs, cars, and, you know, classic cars, and I love old stuff,
speaking
too. Do you have old
cars?
Yeah.
Our car show here in Natchitoches has grown so much. The last few years, I've had over 400 cars registered. It's crazy.
Downtown,
it's crazy
on the Brick Street.
Started on the riverbank, and then it was from the riverbank to the Brick Street. And now it's the riverbank, Brick Street, and down back to Second Street. So it's great.
Wow.
It really is.
And everyone, that's the last weekend in September. So September 29th through 30th is the 17th annual Natchitoches Car Show. Also has music. We were talking about the Zydeco Festival, and that is the Cane River Zydeco Festival and Poker Run is September 1st and 2nd. The Meat Pie Festival, September 15th and 16th. Melvin, with the Poker Run, with the motorcycles, do people come in with any vintage motorbikes, or are they all like little newbie riders, but like new kind of fancy motorcycles?
Most of them come in with these fancy motorcycles, these fancy motorcycles that want to show off their iron and their chrome. And they park on the riverbank, and some ride, some just come and park their motorcycle for show.
See, I want the motorcycles to do the jumpy thing like the cars do. Like, you know what I mean? Those jumpy cars?
I do.
I want a jumpy motorcycle.
I don't think we're going to have any of those.
But I want one. I'm just saying, I want one. Jimmy, with your poker run.
If you're going to ride it, I'll make sure we have one for you.
Okay, I'll do it. It's like, hey, you want a mechanical bull? I'll do the mechanical bull. I've never done that yet. But I've watched people and gone, I'm never doing that. So, but I'll do it if I go to Natchitoches for that. Nancy's sitting here across from me and she's all like, I'll do the mechanical bull. She wants to do the mechanical bull. Come on, that'd be fun. And what happens if you fly off into the Cane River Lake? Now that would be funny. Like, you got to put the bull next to the lake, like right next to it. You know, that'd be good. But Jimmy, with the poker run, is this like classical car, like classic cars, muscle cars? What kind of cars is going on for you the meat pie?
Well, no, it's a motorcycle run.
It's all motorcycle. There's no run. Okay. Right. So the car the car thing. All the poker runs are not cars, only motorcycles. All right, we got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
We started the first motorcycle in 1999, the first motorcycle run here. And and it's just a variety of all types of bikes that come and ride that. You know, we started out promoting Cane River because it's so beautiful down there. We have such beauty
that scenic
in this parish.
Yeah, and what a good time of year. September is a perfect time to ride a motorcycle, like all of it. And that's kind of this cool thing about Natchitoches. And Arlene, I'm going to bring you in here, like the El Camino Real de los Tejas, like we were talking about that National Historic Trail that goes to Natchitoches all the way down to Mexico, but also being part of the Jefferson Highway National Historic National Historic Route, really. It's this international byway that goes from Winnipeg to New Orleans, but Natchitoches has its own park. You're on Jefferson Street. I mean, this is this iconic highway from 1915. And so I wonder about how many people, like I could see Steve McQueen on his motorcycle coming down, like Jefferson Highway. I'm just saying.
Northwestern about 2 weeks ago opened up a special exhibit at the library on campus at Northwestern University, and it's right on the Jefferson Highway. We installed a sign because back in the 1920s, 1922 to be exact, they opened a tourist camp right where the library sits today, and they opened up or did an exhibit. It's called Pine to Palm, and it showcases places in between to travel. So they're talking about, since it's the summer months, you know, things to do and places to travel. But they did feature Pine to Palm in Jefferson Highway because, you know, all roads lead to Natchitoches. I'm sorry. El Camino Real, you know, dates back over 300 years and it goes east and west. And now you've got the Jefferson Highway that goes north-south. But we also have our Holiday Trail of Lights partners that we, promote our holiday Christmas, product, Natchitoches Christmas. Of course, it's 97 years is this year's 97th annual Christmas festival. And and then of course, No Man's Land and Cane River National Heritage Area and that scenic route. So we like to think that all roads lead to Natchitoches. And once you get here, you're pleasantly surprised and delighted. And if you've never been, I invite everyone to come at least once in your lifetime, come to Natchitoches.
I know people keep telling us, where's that place in Louisiana you and Nancy are always talking about? You always keep putting in the magazine. It's always this place in Louisiana. I'm saying, well, you got to go. And it's so close. You're close to Little Rock. You're close to Dallas. That's the thing. We say all roads close to Shreveport, Lake Charles, New Orleans. You're so central to major cities that people coming in from a festival, you could make it a week-long vacation. That's what I say. You're going to go to the Zydeco Festival, the Meat Pie Festival. Take some extra time out to go to the festival, have a ball, but also really stop at the places and go to like Cane River Creole National Historical Park and go to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame and, you know, all of those. And go to Lazions. Listen, Jimmy, I gotta be nice to Lazions because they've also got really good grits. Okay, so I gotta be nice.
Yeah, they
I'm just saying.
They've got a lot of you guys have a lot of good food in Natchitoches. You will not go hungry. Yeah. Every time we leave Natchitoches, I'm like, I don't know if my car can carry me anymore, but it's okay. But thank you all for joining us. The website, meatpiefestival.com for the Natchitoches Meat Pie Festival coming up again September 15th and 16th. Don't forget, September 29th through 30th is also the 17th annual Natchitoches Car Show. September 1st and 2nd, you want to do this 24th annual Cane River Zydeco Festival and Poker Run. You can go to Natchitoches.com. It's Natchitoches.com. Go check it out. And that's also the place you want to learn about all the events happening in Natchitoches. There's something going on every day. and it's beautiful every day. And that's where you can find out about lodging and all the attractions and activities. So check that out. And we're here every third Tuesday with Arlene talking about what you can do, what you can experience, and all the amazing just people of Natchitoches, the oldest city in the state of Louisiana. So thank you so much, Melvin. It's been a pleasure to have you back on.
Thanks. I'm good being here.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And I promise not to fall off a motorcycle, but I will steal your t-shirt when we get there.
Okay, I'll have it waiting.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy, for joining us.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Arlene. It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Well, we look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
We'll see you soon. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.